And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20, and we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online. If you missed any part of the first hour, you can head online to listen to it, catch up on what you missed. It's radio4all.net to download the program or podcast the show through iTunes. You could also be hearing this in a rebroadcast spot at one of our 30 other stations that are airing this program. So, and we thank them all very much for airing us and carrying the program. So make sure you head back. If you didn't catch the first hour, the whole first hour, lots of great stuff in there, including an interview with Samantha Savage Smith, the first hour of your music news, and of course, the first 10 of the top 20. Now in this hour, the top 10 we're going to bring you over the next hour, and it all comes from earshot-online.com. What will I find when I go to that website? That's a question you're asking yourself right now. Brian Cleveland has the answer.
Yeah, you'll find that it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week at earshot-online.com by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. And as Anthony mentioned, we'll play you the top 20 tracks over the program every single week. And we're about to dive into the top 10 this week. This list is compiled by regional campus and community radio stations across Canada, usually over 30 stations submitting charts of their own top 30, which becomes a top 50. And you can also find other submissions by contributors such as specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and so much more.
And if you want to get in touch with us, a few ways to do it, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We'll play something from your latest release and we'll have you on for an interview. Lots to bring you in this hour of the program. Before we get to that, though, remember how I was complaining in the first hour of the program about the weather and the snow? I look forward to summer because there's also an effect this has on me doing this program. I feel like I'm not as fun in the wintertime. I don't know if that translates to radio or not, but I just don't feel like I'm as fun. When it's sunny out, like when we're recording the show and it's in the evening and it's sunny, I feel like, yes, after this, I can go home. I can sit by a fire, a nice bonfire, have a little bit of drink, a little bit of maybe a burger from the queue.
I always just assumed that it was the opposite because in the summer, you don't want to be inside. And then you're like, I don't want to do this.
No, but it's so much better than looking out there, what's out there right now. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to the summer. But we've got a full show to bring you. So I'll stop complaining about the weather for this week.
Tell me something nice that happened in your day, Anthony.
Oh, this is nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I get to come hang out with you for 2 hours. And contrary to everybody's belief, you're not a bad guy.
No, it's true.
It's good.
Don't listen to my mom.
Oh, what'd you bring mom into this for? All right. We're going to kick things off with number 10 and we'll move on from there. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Down one spot, it's Hey Rosetta. They have a new one out called Second Sight. You're going to hear Gold Teeth starting off this set of tunes. You're also going to hear Bury Our Friends by Sleater-Kinney at number 9. Down for number 4 is their latest No Cities to Love. And Club Meds is the new album by Dan Mangan and Blacksmith at number 8. Up from number 10, you're going to hear the title track from that one.
Also the name of a band, but if we have a listener named Rosetta, Hey Rosetta, this one's for you. It's your number 20 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
All this hunger and such uncomfortable thirst. Sun be suffering. It's the song of your birth. Sun
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Oh, quarter club, man.
this week at number 8, up from number 10. That was the title track from the new Dan Mangan and Blacksmith record, Club Meds. Before that, Sleater Kinney with Barrier Friends from No Cities to Love at number 9, down from number 4. And we started that set of music off at number 10. They only dropped one spot this week. It was Hey Rosetta from Second Sight. You heard Gold Teeth.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking around with us. Thanks for enjoying the music and all other offerings that we have for you on the show. Of course, one of the things we like to do, bring you music news in each hour of the program. We're going to catch up with Stephen Karlick again to continue that conversation, chat a little bit more about some of the other things making a splash in the world of music. And we're going to kick things off with some news about Evening Hymns.
Yes, indeed. Frontman Jonas Bonetta has indicated that there will be a new Evening Hymns album sooner than later. At a recent Ottawa show, he sort of hinted that a new album was on the way, and this one's a bit of an exclaimed scoop. We decided to get in touch with him and see what the details were, and he gave us a mouthful. He revealed that Evening Hymns will release a new full-length titled Quiet Energies, and it's coming this June. The songs were primarily written by Bonetta as an intended solo project immediately after the release of 2012's Spectral Dusk, but after shelving them for a couple of years, he decided to revisit them with the band, and the majority of the tracks were recorded live off the floor. The album Quiet Energies was recorded over the span of a couple weeks at Bonetta's new home studio in Mountain Grove, about an hour outside of Kingston, Ontario. It's a move that profoundly affected Bonetta and apparently his sound. He says that while Spectral Dusk was an incredibly personal record, inspired by the death of his father, the new set of songs hears him moving forward. He says, quote, "A lot of it, in a sense, is the next chapter, making sense of that and recognizing where I want to be going and be living and what I want to be surrounded by. A lot of the songs are rooted in themes of going back to living a bit more simply and not taking life for granted and respecting that life is short and each day is to be appreciated." So some pretty deep themes going on here, and a lot to read about. He gives us quite a deep sort of analysis of the new album. Apparently, Quiet Energies will be a little more rock-centric than the last album, as Bonetta was reportedly tired of playing such emotionally draining songs over and over. But there is a track list, an 8-song track list for the album, and lots from Jonas Bonetta on that new Evening Hymns album. So check it out at exclaim.ca.
Yeah, it's quite lengthy. You should go over and give it a read, and good for them for putting out something new.
Yeah, people are big fans, so I'm sure there are a lot of fans who are very excited.
Awesome. Brian Webb also announcing live at Massey Hall, and he's got a new video out. I love the picture that goes along with this article too, by the way. It's unique.
Yes. I will leave what he's wearing in the photo a mystery, but you can go to exclaim.ca and see what Bry Webb is sporting on his head. But yes, he made headlines when Constantine's reunited, but Bry Webb has also been busy releasing a solo album called Free Will. He's been on tour a bunch lately, and now he's announced there will be an upcoming live album titled Bry Webb Live at Massey Hall, appropriately. It will be out June 2nd through Idée Fixe Records. As you might expect, the album was captured at the historic Toronto venue, the same 2014 performance that was filmed for the Live at Massey Hall series last spring. You can catch a 30-minute preview video of that with some of the gig at exclaim.ca on the news story. The new set will receive a limited edition vinyl pressing that will come with, quote, optical illusion artwork, which is very cool. See the clip at exclaim.ca. He's got tour dates coming up in St. Catharines, Ontario, as well as one at Ottawa's National Arts Centre. So do catch that and keep an eye out for that very cool Optical Illusion live LP.
That sounds fun. And one more story to bring you before we get to your song pick of the week this week. And it's some news for a former member of the band Battles.
Yes, it's been a while now since Tiondé Braxton left Battles, but he's also a forward-thinking solo artist in his own right, though he's been relatively quiet since his first solo album in 2009 titled Central Market. He's recently announced plans for a new LP titled Hive One. It's based on the work Hive, a 5-person multimedia work that he debuted at the Guggenheim Museum in New York in 2013. Braxton has pieced together 8 new songs for the album, and a 9.5-minute avant-garde opus called Scout One, the last track on the album, is available at exclaim.ca to listen to. The album itself will be out on May 12th through Nonesuch Records, And again, it's called Hive One. Check out the track list and the new single at exclaim.ca.
Sounds like all kinds of good stuff is on the way for us throughout the year, and that's always good for us too, because it means that we'll be hearing lots of new stuff on the charts throughout the throughout 2015.
Indeed.
All right, Stephen Wald, thank you very much for joining us as always on the program, and I'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week, a band that is probably familiar to a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, not a long wait left for the new Metz album. It will be out May 5th, 2015, out on Sub Pop Records. There is a new single out now to tease the record. It's called Acetate. It's 4 minutes of very, very loud Walls of Sound. It actually has an accompanying video with pancake art that you should check out online, but you're going to hear the song now. It's Acetate by Metz from their new album Metz 2 on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Dan Mangan and Blacksmith, Sleater-Kinney, Father John Misty, White Horse, Viet Cong, Panda Bear, and our annual Reader's Poll results. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Six. We'll be right back.
When can we talk with the face? Instead of using all these strange devices, seems like you and I need to have a crazy conversation. Wouldn't be that hard. Get along so well. Sentence by sentence. So try and run. Let me show you how.
That was True Affection by Father John Misty. He's in the program at number 6 after debuting at number 35 last week with his latest I Love You Honey Bear. At number 7 up one spot is Freak Heatwave's Bonnie State of Mind is their new one. You also heard from them. And that was a track called Design of Success. And Stephen Karlik's pick this week was from Metz and their forthcoming new record. You heard a track called Acetate.
We're taking a quick break from the charts right now to head to the phone lines and chat with a New Brunswick artist. From New Brunswick, Canadian singer-songwriter Lisa LeBlanc followed up her platinum-selling self-titled debut with a new English-language EP in late 2014 entitled Highways, Heartaches, and Time While Wasted. Lisa joins us on the program right now, and welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So where did the inspiration come from for the title and the songs on the record?
The title is pretty much my life for, since like 5 years, so that's pretty much been the inspiration for it, and the rest of the songs were inspired a lot by a road trip that I did in the States like 2 years ago. I went for like 2 months down south and a little bit of the west coast too, so that was like super inspiring to be over there. And the rest was written in New Brunswick and a little bit in Montreal. So yeah, it's been kind of like a inspiration from all over the place.
Awesome. And there's is there a difference between releasing music in French and releasing it in English? Because your previous release was French, and now you've done in English. Was there a reason that you chose to put out an English language album next?
Not necessarily. It just kind of came naturally for me, the whole English thing. Well, I started writing in English like a lot of people do, but then switched to French pretty quick, and then kind of just let it go for a long time, and just like a couple years ago, ended up with like this one random English song that just kind of popped out of nowhere. And I didn't really know what to do with it. It just kind of even surprised me to be writing in English. So, and that song's "You Look Like Trouble, But I Guess I Do Too," which is like a, yeah. It's been the Kickstarter for the whole thing. So yeah. Then just kind of one song came after another, and then the idea of an EP was just kind of super, like, made sense for me because we just, you know, like 2 or 3 years ago, released this French album, and then it just kind of gave us something. Like, it was a treat for me to just do like this, whatever I wanted to do. And that EP just kind of came out of it. So it was a blast doing it. Well, like, we really had some fun and we've had a great time touring it, and it's just been pretty awesome. So yeah, it was just for fun, really.
And you mentioned You Look Like Trouble, which also you have a music video out for. What was the process like in creating that, that music video and the idea behind that?
The music video, you know, it depends. Like, sometimes you get like pitches from different people that are gonna like present to you like sort of a concept that they would be thinking that would be good for the video. But this one was actually the guy who directed it, Didier shot it, and I just kind of came together and we brainstormed a bunch of stuff together, and that's kind of like the idea that what came out of it. So it just came like a wannabe Street Fighter, but chess fight ish whatever. So yeah, but we really had a good time just making the whole thing, and it was just a blast. So yeah,
so you got some tour dates or show dates coming up in March and into April as well, so people can look forward to that. Are in Ontario and Quebec. Are you planning on doing anything on the East Coast as well, or
I would love to come to the East Coast. I know we're coming this summer. We don't have like the exact dates confirmed or anything, but we are coming in August for sure. And I'm looking forward to come back to the East Coast. We did the album launch in December. That's how we ended our Cross Canada tour, just back home. So that was super fun. But I'm looking forward to play back in Moncton and just kind of try to play back home. That would be really fun.
Awesome. LisaLeBlanc.ca for more on this great Canadian artist. And we're going to play something from the release right now, your newest one, Highways, Heartaches, and Time Well Wasted. Lisa, thanks very much for catching up with us, and best of luck with the rest of 2015.
Thanks so much. You guys too.
Here it is right now, Highways, Heartaches, and Time Well Wasted from Lisa LeBlanc. Stick around. There's more of the charts on the way after this as well. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
The smell of your old cigarette has stayed on my coat, and even though I find it kind of gross, it somehow comforts me. The great thing about us is that we're practically the same, and you know that's what scares me the most. My heart's always traveled with me in my suitcase, and I guess I don't want to see it ending up in yours. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too. Gypsy's heart can't settle down, so if you don't mind me asking, what do we do now? 'Cause I have to admit, even the highways don't look the same since you've been around.
All the kids from Kirkland Lake, all the kids from North Bay, all the kids from Sudbury, they all plot their escape. Move to the big city, live in someone else's basement. Rent is at least a G. Back in their hometown, be a mortgage payment. New Toronto, New Toronto, New Toronto, Bear Oshawa. New Toronto, New Toronto, New Toronto. Every year the same old thing. The Leafs are gonna win the cup. Every year the same old thing. They find a way to mess it up. And if they did win the cup, Toronto would riot. They would burn the city down. I guess I am a Leafs fan now. New Toronto, New Toronto, New Toronto. New Toronto, New Toronto, New Toronto. Toronto Star and CBC, stop talking about the Steel City. Housing prices going up. Bedroom community. I guess it is my destiny to live beside Toronto refugees. Complaining about the school system, the one-way streets, and how there's nothing good to eat. New Toronto, New Toronto, New Toronto. Fair Oshawa. New Toronto, New Toronto, New Toronto. New Toronto, New Toronto, New Toronto.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Yourself. When there's knives in the city street, you wanna end yourself. When there's fun in your mother's house, you wanna cry yourself to sleep. Ali, what would you do with your fears? Because they're adding one by one. When your mountains are obscured behind the sun, and the person that you could be is crumbling into dust.
Marvel, your hero, and you thought about what they went through. Yeah, you thought about what they went through. It's much darker, much harder than anything that happened to you. When the day falls night, you're truly on your own. You're in this place 'cause you thought you'd be someone else, but the tricks in your head are a lie. Yeah, the tricks in your head are a lie. Yeah, the tricks in your head are a tricks in your head are a lie. Yeah, the tricks in your head are a lie. Yeah, the tricks.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Alley by Belle and Sebastian. Their new one's called Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. It's at number 4, up one spot this week. And up to number 5 for number 15 was B.A. Johnson. His new one's called Shit Sucks. And you heard a track called Nuke Toronto. And we also heard from Lisa LeBlanc in an extra spot this week with You Look Like Trouble, But I Guess I Do Too.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, counting down the top 10 albums right now, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And right now, normally in this spot, we would give you the lowdown. We don't have a complete lowdown this week, just due to busy schedules. But we are still going to tell you a few of the albums that are charting below the top 20, could be making their way up. And I also view this as Brian's predictions, because I always find that the ones that you feel, and I don't know if I'm right in this, but the ones that you feel have a good shot at making it into the top 20, you speak more passionately about. So I'm going to try and determine which ones you're speaking passionately about and which ones you're not. And a new segment I like to call Brian's Passionate Picks.
All right. Well, it only makes sense that they've been at number one for several weeks in a row, and that is Viet Cong, who we had a chance to speak with also a couple of weeks ago. Well, they also had a single out preceding this record in late 2014. It's a track from the record called Continental Shelf, and the single is debuting at number 50, kind of oddly, but it's there. We also heard from Fortunate Ones last week. They're at number 45, debuting this week with the record The Bliss. There's lots of other artists on there. At number 40, Danko Jones. At number 37, a new one from Buzz Records called Anime. At number 33, Twin River. Astro Swans are at number 31. And the new record from Humans called Noontide is at number 22.
So Humans has a good shot. You were very passionate about that. You were also passionate about the Fortunate Ones. So I'm interested to see if they make it on the charts. Good on you. I'm starting to interpret you.
You're strange.
Yeah. Most people don't know that you're a robot, but I'm beginning to interpret some of the things.
You're the one that's standing like a robot right now. Most people think you're a robot, but I've been deducting through data analysis, and I've been
your speech waves. Yeah. All right. We've got 3 tracks left to bring you before this hour is complete. We kick that all off now with number 3.
Well, Anthony, our top 3 sits still this week in an odd circumstance, but it happens every once in a while. And at number 3, we're going to start off with Siskiyou from the album Nervous. Here is Bank Accounts and Dollar Bills.
Bank accounts and dollar bills, evil does. never right. And all the grades you ever got, all the bones you never drop. Car crash, some bloody arms, no seat belts, and now you're gone. In the end, come and wake up on your own. Yeah, in the end, come and wake up on your own. Yeah, in the end, come and wake up all alone.
Shot 20. Number 2.
Till you make them your home. But hey, do I know?
Earshot 20, number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number one again this week. Viet Cong and their self-titled debut on Flemish Eye. You heard Newspaper Spoons, Downtown by White Horse. Remember that. Sitting still at number two is Leave No Bridge Unburned. And sitting still at number three was Siskiyou from Nervous. You heard Bank Accounts and Dollar Bills.
That does it again for us for another week from Brian Cleveland and myself, Anthony Emmon. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can check us out online, radioforall.net. Or you can podcast this show on iTunes. Thanks so much to all the other stations carrying the program. If you want to find out more, find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Earshot20. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is Earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.